Sports Time Radio. All the sports, all the time.
Let's roll out the Thursday edition of Sports Time Radio. I'm the Big Greenback, of course. With me is Dan the Man. Make the call into the podcast. 646-478-7535. Sports Time Radio at hotmail.com. Head on over to sportstimeradio.com. Now, you know, the blog is up on Wednesdays and Saturdays, so if you haven't been over there to check out yesterday's, it's still hanging up for you right at the top of the page. Of course, while you're at sportstimeradio.com, go ahead and hit that link, get yourself to the Sports Time Radio Facebook page. While you're over there, well, hey, we greatly appreciate that. But yes, we also have the Twitter feed, which is at Sports Time Radio. Dan and I are on Instagram.
Dan, the man with three.
But Dan, I had one of those days where there was something I wanted to talk about right off the bat. For the life of me, I don't remember what the heck it was.
Well, at least it wasn't James Harden again.
No, nothing to do with James Harden. I'm over my basketball issues for right now. I'm sure they will come back later as time goes on. But right now, I'm over that. I know the one thing I was kind of wondering where you're at or how you feel. Did the line drive off the bat of Ryan Anderson just make the Twins the favorite in the AL Central last night?
Maybe. Why?
Well, it managed to hit Corey Kluber in his right arm.
Oh,
and
great.
He has a non-displaced fracture in his pitching arm.
I did see the injury report, so it's official he's on the IL, but knowing that you've suffered every injury that there is known to man, what does that mean for Corey Kluber?
You know, I didn't see a timetable. I heard somebody this morning say there's a chance he may not pitch the rest of the season. So I honestly don't know, you know, what that means or how it's gonna be. But yeah, I mean, I happen to have it on. I just happen to be streaming it at the time, and I got to see that, so I was kind of like, oh, great. And you know, he happens to be one of Mr. Fantasy and Mine's fantasy pitchers in our money league, so yeah, that was kind of interesting. Yeah, even looking here, there's an article from Richard Justice from MLB.com, and there's no timetable listed for his return. So I guess we'll kind of have to wait and see. I mean, I don't know much about non-displaced fractures. Is that what you did to your ankle?
No, my ankle was a complete dislocation.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and, you know, I mean, obviously, lucky for me, I haven't had arm issues. You know, all my issues are with, you know, my knees, you know, the body. So. But yeah, I just kind of, you know, like I said, I just kind of figure that makes, you know, Minnesota kind of the clear-cut favorite in that division now.
I think so. I mean, they're already at the top. I didn't know if you got a report on some kind of new safety measures for the game. I didn't know if we were going to go that route.
Why are there safety measures?
Well, you know, every time something happens, they want to redo the whole game in the name of safety.
Yeah, well, you know, you do wonder, don't you, sooner or later, how long before they come up with, you know, well, maybe we should put nets in front of the pitchers or something like that. You would think that, you know, that's one of the things you have to wonder if you know, something like that would ever happen. I mean, obviously it would be a little extreme, but, you know, I can't say I'd be surprised if they headed that way, would you?
No, or more protective gear for the arms.
Yeah. So yeah, again, I wish I knew more about the injury, but yeah, there's just not a whole lot of information available on today. I would assume he did the X-rays and all the fun stuff for it, but and like you added, I mean, the Twins have been doing pretty well. You know, with Kluber in the Indians rotation, so the fact that he's out of just kind of, I think really kind of pushes them as the front runner there now. And, you know, to be honest, Dan, I didn't think they were going to be this good. You know, I didn't think they would be a contender like this, but they've you know, early on here kind of rubbed it in my face. And, you know, Jose Berrios looks like an ace. You know, he had another good outing today against a good Astro team. You know, Minnesota won that game. I think it was 8-2 earlier today. And, you know, Berrios looked fantastic against what, you know, we always think is a pretty good Astro lineup. So, yeah, I guess maybe I just, you know, don't know diddly squat when it comes to that. Here, I actually got his numbers right here. He's 5-1 on the season. He got the win today. You know, he gave up 7 hits, but only 2 runs over his 7 innings of work. Didn't walk anybody and struck out 5. So not a bad day's work for a starter against, like I said, a pretty good Astro team. Oh, so we'll have to
keep
an eye on the Kluber situation.
Yeah, but, you know, talking about Berrios, isn't he due finally? I mean, I think you had him as rookie of the year or something or another a few years back.
Yeah, it seemed to take him a little longer to develop than maybe Minnesota liked, but sometimes that stuff happens. I mean, you know, we kind of all know how that goes, and you know, I guess the important thing is that he's pitching well now when they look like contenders. You know, it's always nice to have that ace, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know, and then the other thing I caught today, and I'm sure you caught this, I noticed that, you know, Addison Russell is now off the suspended list, and I was a little surprised that the Cubs shipped him out to Iowa. Were you in that same boat, or was this something you were kind of expecting to see them do?
I mean, to be honest, I didn't think you'd be surprised at all. I kind of figured, when NBC Sports broke this news, so to speak, a couple of days ago, I was trying to figure out why it's a big surprise. I don't know what he's been doing, but he obviously hasn't been in any games.
He's allowed to play in minor league games while he's suspended.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So has he been, though? And that's the million-dollar question.
You know, I don't know. I just kind of naturally assumed he was. Because, actually, I didn't learn about this until I'm trying to remember if it was Roberto or Zuna, or maybe if it was somebody else. Oh, it was Robinson Cano last year when they mentioned that he was allowed, because you know, when you're suspended for drugs, you know, drugs, you're not allowed to be around the team. But in a situation like this, they allow you, you know, otherwise, you know, think about it. If he was suspended for however many games and he wasn't allowed to participate in anything, then the suspension actually kind of equals that much more, doesn't it? Because then he's got to get ready for the season. So if it was an 80-game suspension, it would probably really be a 100-plus-year suspension because it would take him that much longer to get ready.
I'm trying to find
out. So you weren't you know, you didn't have any shock value with this or, you know, anything? I mean,
do you see him being
traded? Where do we go from here with him?
They figure out that they need him up in the majors. I mean, it doesn't look like I guess he just went down just prior because he had six games in Chicago or in AAA. So he had 20 at-bats. He's hitting 250. So I just assumed he would be down there for a week and they would figure out that, you know, somebody needs to go down for him to come up. I mean, don't they have enough outfielders?
Yeah, I don't know what they, you know, I don't know what they have. I've been, you know, it's more and more difficult for me to watch the Cubs every time I get an email, so I really don't have a lot of understanding of what's going on with them. It's to the point where I would just kind of rather watch somebody else because I don't have to deal with it. And, you know, like today's question I was asked, obviously, you know, the Cubs are playing better. You know, they've been doing a little better. And, like, you know, you made your prediction before you left. You were actually really close. You know, you said they'd go 5-4 while you were gone. They actually went 6-3. But, today the question was, has it been a legitimate playoff? And it's kind of, you know, I realize now that the majority of the Cub fans, and I don't believe you fit into this, are just looking for negative. You know, there's never going to be any positive. That's kind of my point. You know, I'm the guy looking for the negatives.
Yeah, no, that's exactly how I feel now. Most of everybody is looking for the negatives, and they're so quick to ship off Addison also. But nobody, you know, the same people that were mad at him, you know, were excited when they brought in the closer, the old ship.
Right. So... you know, it's just kind of, you know, maybe because the Ross family did it when, you know, had it with the Cubs. That was okay because they had something else. But, it's just getting to the point where the less I know about what's going on with the Cubs, the extent my life is, because I don't like to defend at everything and anything they do. And, I mean, I'm not even, you know, I'm nowhere close to the Cub fan you are. You know, I want to see them do well, but it's not a, you know, not a gigantic fandom for me like it is for some people. I mean, I'd be just as happy if the White Sox were doing well. So, yeah, you know, it's one of those odd things. But, yeah, you know, I mean, I can't continually defend everything they do, and it almost seemed like when the Cubs got off to a slow start, it made all these people happy.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, now they're playing better and more like we thought they would, all of a sudden it's a problem.
Yeah, well, you know, one of the biggest ones is Jason Hayward. You know, he was supposed to be replaced by Bryce Harper.
Yeah. So... You know, of course, and the new thing now is, you know, David Bodie can be the everyday third baseman and Chris Bryant can just, you know, go away. So apparently we're shipping off a former Rookie of the Year and MVP, you know, because played hurt last year and it really bothered him. And apparently he's not living up to expectations after the first month. So David Bodie. new guy with a 5-year deal, and he's got the job now. So yeah, apparently Bryant is, the new Starlin Castro. He's the next scapegoat for, everything that goes wrong. And to be honest, Dan, if they put Bryant on the trade market, every team would be lining up willing to take him. Even if they haven't established third base, if he can play other positions, they would be lining up to get their hands on this guy. But yet, Cubs fans would see him go.
Which, I mean, is completely ludicrous.
So, yeah, I'm just, I get baffled by the situation. It's like, and it was humorous because obviously, Anthony Rizzo had gotten off to a slow start too, but that was okay for everybody because he always gets off to a slow start. And it's like, you realize your logic makes absolutely no sense whatsoever, but you're going with it because, you've decided that Bryant is just the scapegoat here. And, I get he's having his issues and he doesn't look good at the plate, but I mean, do you honestly think he's going to be a 225 hitter at the end of the season, Dan? I mean, are you buying that for him?
Sorry, the conductors are doing a 2-minute-long intercom service, so.
Fell off the train?
I kind of wish with all the damn talking. No, but I don't, of course, mind being this slow. And he, like you mentioned, Rizzo is Rizzo, and he starts off slow all the time. And, everyone kind of accepts that, but, for the Rock, that everything. I really don't believe he's the cornerstone of this game.
I don't know what the here. It's just my frustration level is just kind of through the roof. And I mean, I hope as the weather gets better that Ryan gets better. Obviously they have, other problems. Almora seems to be struggling a little bit. So that means you have to shuffle the outfield around. And, Dan, I am a little upset because I'm not sure how many people remember this, but you might. When the Marlins wanted to trade Christian Yelich, didn't I kind of try to proactively get the Cubs to go get him and make him their everyday center fielder?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and again, they didn't listen to me. I don't get what goes on with this team, Dan. Apparently, I was the only one who knew their bullpen would suck this year. At least the only one who, wasn't in their front office. Everybody else thought, Pedro Strop would set the record for saves. I wasn't buying it. I really thought they needed bullpen help besides Brad Brock. I did see, Brandon Morrow's now on the 60-day disabled list, so maybe he'll pitch after the All-Star break. And, I was harping all along, go get this guy, make him your everyday center fielder. But they didn't. They thought I was stupid. Like the majority of the people do, I understand that I'm a moron and an idiot and stuff. But, yeah, look at him now. National League MVP. Looks like he's on his way to contending for a second one, and I didn't know what the hell I was talking about.
No, I didn't.
So, what can you do? And the update here on Morrow, I do see it is anticipated that he will miss the first half of the season. So there you go. He'll be back in time to close for the playoff hunt, Dan. Look at that. It'll be perfect. He can go out and get, 20 saves in the last couple months of the season and set him up for the playoffs.
Yeah, well, I mean, if the Cubs have issues, the Jeopardy champ is eyeing an MLB MLB GM position, so maybe he'll be the next.
Yes, he is. So, do you think anybody jumps on and hires him in their front office?
No.
No, even with kind of the numbers guy he is, you don't think, you know, and obviously they're not going to go, hey, you're our new general manager, but you don't think there's a spot for him in somebody's front office somewhere with, you know, the, you know, with what's going on?
I guess. I mean, I don't know anything about him, so you'd have to elaborate, but no, I don't think so. I don't. But then again,
I don't know diddly squat about him except he's kicking butt on Jeopardy, and apparently he's a professional gambler for a living, and he's got a degree, and I'm drawing a blank on what they called it, but he's got a degree, a college degree where he worked with numbers. I don't remember the damn title to it, but you know, to be honest, I don't even know this guy's name. They've been talking about him for weeks now, and I don't remember his name. So, you know, but I maybe there's a spot somewhere in some analytic department that they could stuff him in, and you know, just kind of. See what happens. You know, you could stuff me in a front office spot too. I just don't want to be in the analytic department because I would commit suicide in your office, and that would be bad for your organization. So,
just making sure the insurance probably made it out to me though.
I just couldn't handle it. But I don't know. Did you have a chance while you were flipping around today? Did you get to see any of the Mets-Reds game? Because sadly, I missed it, and now I'm disappointed. I would have liked to have seen it.
That was actually the game that I turned on because I got sick of the Padres beating up on the Braves. Even though the only reason I kept listening was because of Tom Glavine. And I think Chip Carey's still there, but Tom Glavine was pretty interesting to listen to. But, you know, I actually tuned in for the very last pitch. That was literally could go either way. So I watched my own replay a couple times, but I really, the fact that they didn't put the box on the screen, I couldn't tell if it was a ball or it was a strike. I mean, we really, really made a case that the game was over. They weren't showing any replays, and I think the biggest thing that shocked me was seeing a starting pitcher on the mound in the bottom of the ninth with two outs and one run.
Yeah, well, you know, interestingly, it worked out that it was the first time since June of 1983 that a starting pitcher threw a complete game and hit a home run in a 1-0 game. Like Noah Syndergaard did today. And like we were talking a little about it yesterday, got through his 9 innings, 4 hits, no runs. He walked 1, he struck out 10. He did that all on 104 pitches, Dan. So obviously you can accomplish these things in baseball if you let guys pitch. And I know that, oddly, I think the Mets lost to the Reds yesterday 1-0 when Jacob DeGrom threw a fantastic game and the Mets just couldn't score. So, they kind of get the bounce back for him and it's the homer because they still couldn't score. They needed him to do it.
Yeah. Well, you know, for fantasy-wise, I get a complete game shutout. I'm excited for that one. But the biggest reason I didn't turn it on because, I mean, the Mets were playing the Reds and, you know, with the expectations of the Reds, I just was kind of like, well, let me see what Machado's doing, and we got a great young Braves team. So I thought it would have been a much better game. But to be honest, in retrospect, I wish I would have went straight for the Mets-Reds game.
Sadly, I kind of kind of missed out there on it. I was hoping to, to catch it, and didn't, did not get to it in time. And I was like, one of those things. And I, obviously I got to see the what highlights there were. Basically, it was the Syndergaard home run and him striking some guys out. So. But yeah, I thought it was interesting that that was kind of the, the first time that that had happened. In 83, and it was Bob Welch, if anybody remembers that name, with the Dodgers back in 80 that did that. So. So we shall see. And I really need the Blue Jays to release their frickin' lineup for my FanDuel lineup tonight. And they're like the only team that doesn't have their crap out there. So it's like, give me a break and get your garbage out there. Everybody else has got theirs out, and we need them so I can make my final adjustments. And they're really ticking me off, and I'm to the point where I'm just going to cancel this entry and not play tonight. So... Because it's just irritating. Drives me nuts when that stuff happens. And it's just the one, and I've been waiting for it forever. And they're playing the Angels, and the Angels lineup has been out for about an hour. But for whatever reason, the damn Blue Jays can't get their crap together and get the lineup out. So. Just kind of... kind of see how that's going. But while we were talking about the other games, like you said, you had Padres Braves on. Do you remember what was the final? Didn't that end like 11-2 or 11-3 or something like that earlier today?
Yeah, it was ridiculous. I turned it off after. It was really high. So, and then I killed the Royals again. So,
yeah.
But, Jorge Soler was making some plays in the outfield. So that's all that matters.
Yeah. Here we go. Yeah, it did end 11-2. Tampa Bay beat Kansas City 3-1. Dan killed them there. Colorado did beat Milwaukee 11-6. And then the two games we kind of talked about, Minnesota beat Houston 8-2, and the Mets obviously beat the Reds 1-0. So Syndergaard, Matt Strom, Jose Berrios, John Gray, and Adam Kolarek is what I'm going to, or Kolarek, picked up the wins in their games there. And the only save was in the Tampa Bay KC game. Diego Castillo picked up a save there for the Rays. But, yeah, other than that, that's all you're getting. And then tonight, we do have St. Louis is at Washington. That game started late because of rain. They're underway right now. I think it's 0-0. And, 0-0 heading into the bottom of the second. And only two games tonight. We got the Red Sox at the White Sox. That's David Price and Lucas Giolito starting there. And then the Blue Jays, whose damn lineup I'm still waiting for, are at the Angels. Aaron Sanchez against your guy Tyler Skaggs. Going to actually make a start for the Angels before he gets hurt again. So, just kind of, and that was one of those things. Dan always seemed to get, no matter what Angel pitcher Dan got in fantasy, the guy got hurt. Didn't you have Garrett Richards for like 2 years, and both years he combined, he probably made like two starts?
I don't know. I had everybody.
Yeah. it was just one of those weird things. I remember you always ended up with Angel starters, and they always got hurt.
I actually picked them all up on the timeline, the waiver wire.
And that was kind of the story of the Angel life there. Couldn't for whatever reason, keep those guys healthy or anything to that effect. And in the end, it cost them. I think Richards is actually a Padre now on on their IL. I almost said DL. It's the IL now. Yeah, apparently he's on their IL waiting for, you know, they're waiting for him to get healthy now.
Everybody is.
Yeah, how long have we said that, right? You know, waiting for Brad or Garrett Richards to get healthy. Brad Richards is an actor. That wouldn't do us any good. So but yeah, not a whole lot to watch tonight, Dan. So I guess we have to focus on hockey.
Yeah, what did you watch last night?
So, you know, well, here you'll get a kick out of this. I had the oddest luck with the Blue Jackets game last night. I was just kind of flipping around doing whatever I had going on, and I missed the start of it, and when I got back, It was 1-0. So I missed the first goal. And then I went over to the Cubs game because, they were doing pretty well, obviously, yesterday. They kind of lit Seattle up. So I went over there and I watched that for just a few minutes. And when I came back, the hockey game was 1-1. So I'm like, damn, I missed another goal. So nobody else scored the first period. I think everything was fine. I went back to the Cubs game. The second period started. I clicked back, and it was 2-1. I had missed the game goal again. So that's it. I gave up. I stopped watching the hockey game because I couldn't see any goals. So that was the price I paid for not watching one on the tablet and the other one on the TV. I was flipping back and forth, and I cost myself the enjoyment of seeing anybody score in the damn hockey game. So, but yeah, just one of those odd situations that seem to happen to me from time to time, and I actually wanted to watch the hockey game. Just kind of how that works out. But was it Carolina? I think it was Carolina and New York that I was watching. I think Columbus plays tonight. I got to double check and see where I was. Yeah, it was Carolina and New York, because Carolina went on to win 5-2, and I gave up when they were winning 2-1. So they're ahead 3-0, and then obviously the late game, there's no way in hell I'm going to see the late game. But Dallas beat St. Louis there 4-2 in that series at 2-2, and your guy Tyler Seguin was the player of the game for the Stars last night. So, because I think Dan drafted everybody in the NHL. And then tonight we have Boston is at Columbus. That'll start as soon as Dan and I roll out of here. That's a 6:30 start. Columbus leads that series 2-1, and then the nightcap has San Jose at Colorado, and San Jose leads that series 2-1 as well. So we'll see. But, Dan, since you're not here on Fridays, I just want to ask you this right away. Does Carolina close that series out against the Islanders tomorrow? Do they sweep?
Yeah, I think so.
You know, they're at home.
No, I think they close it out.
You know,
they finish it.
You see them getting the sweep and moving on to the, what are they? They're the Eastern Conference Finals there?
Yeah, that's what I just said.
Did you? Okay, you broke up a little bit. I didn't quite hear you.
I see them sweeping and finishing it. I think they'll even go all the way to the finals.
you know, good old Caroline. You know, that would be a big upset too, because I think the Islanders had the, I want to say maybe the second best record in the Eastern Conference or the second most points. So, and that would be another one of those we'd be looking at it going, man, what happened to these guys? But, you know, kind of how it goes. So I was trying to remember. I think the Carolina goalie Kirk McInerney may have been the oldest goalie to ever get a playoff win. I thought I saw something like that. So you know, that could be something there. And for some reason I thought, isn't Scott Darling Kansas? Is that where he ended up in December?
I think so. I was just talking about that with my nephew the other day.
Yeah, for some reason I was wondering that, and I wasn't sure if, you know, he was hurt or if he was for whatever reason why he wasn't playing, or he just played poorly and they hooked him, or, and you know, whatever kind of happened there. But I don't remember, you know, I didn't remember seeing much of him in the playoffs. So, you know, I binged his name in the that he's engaged. So that'll tell you how that worked out for me. We only use Bing because it's Dan's favorite, you know, search engine.
And it gives you points.
Gaston, he must have been hurt here. He only played 8 games this season, so he was 2-4 with a 3.34 goal. So,
or he just wasn't playing that good.
yeah, but eight, you know, even a backup goalie gets, you know, double digit games. Let's see what they did here. Yeah, it looks. Yeah, they used three guys. Yeah, Peter Mariznek played most of the games in the regular season, and then McInerney, they basically split. Mariznek played 30, McInerney played 33, and Alex Nedjikov played 1 game. Yeah, in the playoffs, Mariznek has started 9, and McInerney just started 1 game that he won. So I'm guessing Darling must be injured. But, yeah, it doesn't look like they have anything on him in the injury report. But I'm guessing if he only played 8 games, he's probably done. But, hey, former Heck Trevor Van Riemsdyk is on this team, too. I forgot about that. You know, it does seem, you know, Dan, and I don't know if you noticed it, but does it seem like every time you turn on a hockey game, there's an ex-Blackhawk in a pivotal role for another playoff team?
That's exactly what I've been saying. I mean, it's pretty nuts. All the guys who play for the Hawks are on teams that I would otherwise not think would be in the playoffs.
So, yeah, because, you know, what I saw of the, you know, the Carolina game last night, you know, Timo Teravainen looked really good. You know, and it was just kind of like, man, I remember. And, you know, even in a losing effort, Nick Leddy played really well for the Islanders. You know, and then every time I turn on a Blue Jackets game, it seems like Artemi Panarin is doing something. So, kind of like, yeah, I remember when these guys were Blackhawks and they got rid of all of them. So, you know, I guess we'll see. I did hear that, you know, Joel Quenneville got hired by the Florida Panthers. And I guess the big free agent rumor is when the playoffs are finally all said and done, Panarin wants to sign there to be reunited with Quenneville. So, you know, that could be interesting. But how do you see these two games going tonight? You got a Boston and Colorado evening things up, or you got Columbus and San Jose taking that commanding 3-1 lead?
Now approaching. I think we're going to see 3-1. I don't think either one's going to tie it up. I kind of lost faith in Boston. The game I did watch, they just didn't really seem on it. They seemed kind of tired.
So you got both game, both series going to 3-1. That's interesting. So, you know, and then if you're looking for them, they're both on NBC, the NBC Sports Network tonight. So, you know, now that they're limited games, you don't have to do a bunch of flipping around and trying to find, trying to find out where your hockey game is on the NBC Sports Network. It should be, about 6:30 for the first game. The later start. Yeah, I'm not looking for any of those.
No, I'm really saying it was it playing. I think it's about time.
Yeah, you know, and then I did notice, Dan, we stumbled into kind of a hockey story, a lot like when you and I had the conversation about the WNBA. There were a bunch of female hockey players talking about how they're going to boycott the professional league. You know, and obviously, you know, this, you know, kind of makes sense to me. I mean, they were talking about how, you know, the pay is just too low and they wouldn't have medical insurance. You know, Dan, I got to tell you, while I wouldn't mind checking out a WNBA game, you know, because they don't play too far away from me, even though the prices were kind of high, I don't think we would have any interest in watching a female hockey game. Would you?
I don't know. They have to be really good.
Because, I mean, I've seen it in the Olympics. It's just, you know, it's not anything I enjoy. And obviously, I mean, they're, you know, a bazillion times better than I would ever be on the ice. And I don't know. There's just, I just don't know. And, you know, like in here, one of the quotes is, you know, no health insurance, I mentioned, and then they would make as low as $2,000 a season. No, but do you think if they did have this league, you could get anybody to come watch it?
No. I mean, welcome to Indy Rest.
You know, and I know, like, here they're saying that, you know, they want the NHL to support it, you know, financially. But, you know, why does the NHL have to take that hit? I mean, it seems like it would be a big money loser. I mean, even if you only started with 6 or 8 teams, I don't know that, you know, I mean, would you draw more than 500, 1,000 people to a game?
I don't think so. I mean, the only way they could do it is, like you said, and I wouldn't even go with 8. I would only go with 6. And they'd all have to be within, what would you say, 100 miles of each other?
Yeah.
Philly, New York, Boston, Washington, and maybe Toronto.
Obviously these are incredibly talented, you know, female hockey players, but I just, you know, and it would be great if they could make their living doing this because these women are that good. But I can't see, you know, anybody really, you know, doing it. I mean, you know, they had the NWHL, the National Women's Hockey League, but it looks like here it ceased operation in 2007. It appears to be. It's weird because the one article the article I've got here says that the NWHL is the only professional women's hockey league in North America. But when I binged it, their Wikipedia page says they ceased in 2007. So maybe there's a new one. figure that, you know, maybe somebody else took over and that page just hadn't been updated. There is an actual National Hockey League page, so let's see what comes up here. If my internet will come off, my internet will. There are days that doesn't happen. Let's see. Come on. We can. No, no, it does look like they do have a 2019-2020 season coming soon. So we have that. Let me see. One, two, three. It looks like there's five teams listed here, Dan. We have the Minnesota Whitecaps, the Buffalo Buttes, Boston Pride, the Metropolis Riveters, and the Connecticut Whale. And I got to tell you right off the bat, Dan, I'm definitely a fan of the Connecticut Whale. So yeah, looks like there is a five league. Scheduling here. Looks like the only game listed on the schedule must have been the championship game from last year, which was Sunday, March 17th. The Minnesota Whitecaps beat the Buffalo Butte 2-1 in overtime. Yeah, so they got that got that going there. I guess we'll see how maybe they can add a sixth team and even things out. But yeah, there is a women's professional hockey league. Looks like they play about a 16 game schedule. Maybe Chicago should get it. That's what I was looking for. But they have a shop, Dan. Maybe you need some gear. You got a birthday coming on? No, yeah, actually yours is already passed, so let's see what, I'll have to try to remember for next year. If I don't get the big baller stuff, I'll have to get you NWHL stuff.
I mean, ideally, it would be nice if the NHL could contribute, but after seeing the fiasco of the AAF, or whatever the hell that was called, I mean, do anyone really want to take that risk?
Just kind of looking, as I, do a little more research here, apparently there actually was a Canadian women's hockey league that just folded in 2018-2019 after that season. And there was talk that they were trying to get the two leagues to merge. So, but yeah, again, they just kind of go on to, they talk about the low pay, and the travel itinerary, stuff like that. And I understand it again. I mean, it would be fantastic if there was a market for this and these, these women who obviously have this talent could do it for a living, but, I just don't see it. See it being that way. It does say here the NHL actually contributed $50,000 to each league, and then they upped it after the CWHL folded. They gave the NWHL all of it. Instead of two contributions of $50,000, they gave them $100,000. So, it's not like the NHL isn't trying to help out. But, yeah, I don't know what else, you know, what else are they expected to do? I mean, do they have to give millions of dollars? Is that what would be expected here, Dan? You know, and they did have, well, here you go, Dan. I don't know how you missed this. The NWHL All-Star Game was actually in Nashville, and it did draw 6,200 people. It's the largest crowd ever for a pro women's hockey game in the United States. So somehow you missed that. It looks like the Minnesota Whitecaps were the best drawing team. They sold out every home game, Dan, to the tune of 1,200 people.
Good for them. That's a good draw.
So again, I don't know. You know, it's nice that they had all those sellouts, but you know, 1,200 people isn't gonna pay the bills, right?
No. Nice start, though.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what I mean? Who knows? Maybe, you know, maybe it's something they could take, you know, get rolling and take off a little bit. But yeah, I can completely see both sides here, as weird as that is. You know, I don't know if there's, you know, again, sadly for the women, I don't know if there's a way to work this out where the league could be successful. Do you, I mean, besides full NHL support, do you see something?
No.
You know, unless there's a, you know, a big time, you know, billionaire out there who the loss on his tax write-off, you know, he could buy the league or she could buy the league.
Yeah, but I think after so long, the loss of money, you know, if you lose money 5 years in a row, then it ceases to be a business.
Oh, does it? Okay. Well, see, that's why you're around, Dan, because you know this stuff. I would not have known that. So.
Yeah, if you're not making money, then not really a business.
Yeah, what are you?
Exactly. The hobby.
Yeah, it's just your money-losing hobby?
Pretty much. The rest of my other side.
Yeah. You know, and then, you know, I don't want to be remiss. You know how much I despise the NBA, but there is a game tonight. I believe, going to double check, but I believe Philadelphia is hosting Toronto tonight. I will double check that here just to make sure it's correct. Yes, we have Toronto at Philadelphia. I believe the series is 1-1. For some reason, they don't have it listed here. It's actually a Mickey Mouse Network broadcast tonight. So, Dan, you can it is a 1-1 series. You can get over there and check that out. So you got the – who you got tonight? You got the Raptors or the 76ers? And remember, his name's not James Butler.
I'm going to go with the Sixers.
Yeah, you think they get the win at home?
Yeah.
Well, I do have to tell you, I probably will not watch a minute of that game. Will you manage to get over there and see any of it at all? I mean, check in on a score, watch a second of it. You know what? You know, I would be afraid that they would miss 81 foul calls and I wouldn't enjoy the game then.
No. Every time you ask me, it's going to be a no.
For all that BS with the Rockets, like I said, I'm just done. I can't deal with it. I mean, not that I had a ton of enjoyment, you know, with the NBA, because, like, you know, we've talked about it here. The end of games just kill me. You know, it takes an hour to finish an NBA game. So, you know, I'm just nuts about it. And, you know, with all their BS, I'm just kind of like, yeah, okay, that's it, I'm done. you know, until Dan can give me a reason to watch the NBA, we'll see how that goes. So yeah, I don't know what else is good? What else is going on? I mean, we kind of bounced around to everything, except maybe the NFL. You got any big hot NFL news that we didn't cover?
You know, I don't know anything about the NFL.
You know, I think doesn't you know? I mean, the NFL does kind of quiet down, you know, until. You know, now that the draft is over, I thought the only story they were talking about was the Tyreek Hill and the situation with his, I think it's his ex and the kids and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, I'm just kind of like, yeah, I don't know. I don't want to get involved with that. I don't know enough about what's going on there. So. You know, I did see that they released their mock draft for next year already. Dan, are you ready for the NFL mock draft from next year?
Geez, already?
Yeah. So yeah, they don't mess around. They get those things out and started right away. And I'm just kind of like, wait, how do you know who's how do you know? Do you just kind of guess on which guys are coming out? They're you know, how those things go. You know, I did see, you know, the Redskins' first-round pick was quarterback Dwayne Haskins out of Ohio State, and he wanted to wear number 7. Now, of course, number 7 in Redskins' lore belonged to Joe Theismann. But apparently, they did get together, and Theismann gave his permission for Haskins to wear that. I mean, I guess no real surprise there. He said yes, right? I mean, you kind of expected that to happen.
I mean, his number's not retired, is it?
You know, I don't know, to be honest with you. It might be. But, yeah, I mean, I think it would have been a bigger story if he said no, right?
Yeah, that would have been more fun.
No. But, yeah, you know, like I said, other than that, it just, you know, the NFL kind of flows down at this point. And, you know, we'll get to talk about signings and, you know, all the other stuff that, you know, kind of goes on. Like, I think the Packers actually inked their first round pick already. They were the first team to kind of get that done and out of the way. You know, sometimes these things can kind of drag on, even though the NFL has pretty much done a nice job of reining in the rookie contracts. I mean, there's not a ton of negotiation, but somehow they still find a way to drag these damn things out. So we shall see. I don't know. But you don't have any good Uncle Bob Bear stories before we get out of here?
No, I don't see him until Saturday.
All right, well then we'll leave. How about I won't be back from Sunday. I mean, we start. Well, why don't you want to be a full-time leader.com? Give them a like while you're there. Don't forget to put it in the middle with your back. You know, give them a look at your back.